or we start the Mishnah at the bottom of Nun Bet, Amud Bet. This Mishnah continues, again, the category of Tikkun Olam, as we're going to see later on in the Gemara, what the exact Tikkun is later. So Amud Tamei, someone who is Mitamei, the Tarot of his friend, right, Behamid Damei, or someone who is Medamei, the Damei is when Truma and Chulin are mixed together, someone mixes in Truma with the Chulin of his friend. Now, Truma and Chulin mixed together can be sold to a Kohen, but obviously at a lower price because it's a limited number of consumers, whereas Chulin has more value to it. Behamid Asif, which we're going to see in the Gemara, what the Machokas is, but simply, he took his friend's wine and did Nisuch Hayayin with his friend's wine, Shogay. If he did any of these items for Shogay, then he is Chatur. Bemezid Chaya. If he does it on purpose, then he is Chaya. So Itmar, this is the first line of the mission, Itmar Menasek. What is this Menasek that we're talking about here? So Rabbi Mar Menasek Mamash, that means literally to do Nisuch Chayayin. Right, Shmuel Mar, it's not someone who himself does Nisuch Yayin, but rather someone who mixes Nisuch wine that was already Yayin Nesech with regular wine. And by doing that, Yayin Nesech is Asur Behanah. So when he mixes it up with the Chulin wine of his friends, then he causes it to be Asur Behanah now. Now, my Domer Minharei Shmuel, who says it's mixing it, my Tamar Lomer Menasek. Why doesn't he say literally that he was Menasek the Yayin? So, Menasek, King Levi the Rabbi Mine. What's the, if someone's Menasek the Yayin, means that he pours, or actually, as Rashi says, Sitzay, he actually touches the wine or pours it a little bit, like the Gabe Avodah Zarah, which is a din in Avodah Zarah. A person who worships Avodah Zarah is Chayav Miso. So, over here, if this person does Miso Chayayin, and then he is Chai Piso, and we have a principle of Kimle Derabi Minei. If you're already going to lose your life in a capital punishment, then all other punishments are waived, in a sense. But you have to be Yotzi De Shemayim, right? It happens to be Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether you have to actually, or actually Achronim, whether you have to actually pay the money anyway, or is it simply that it wiped out completely, that there's no Chiyuv at all, or is there a Chiyuv that's just that it's waived in this instance because of the capital punishment that's associated over here. So we have Kimlei Rabbi made that since he's going to receive the death penalty for his Bimanasek Chayayim, we're not going to make him Chayiv for the monetary loss that he created. Vida, so what's Rab going to do with that problem? He says, because Rabbi Yirmiya, Dhammer of Yirmiya Mishash, Kavba'ah, Hudukama. The time that you lifted up the wine already, you made a kinyan on it, Legabek Zela. Legabek Zela, once you lifted it up, you've already been Bozel the Yayin. But you're not going to be Chayiv because of Nisa Chayayin until you actually pour the wine. So therefore, they're actually not simultaneous. I mean, the time that we say Kimli Derabbi Minei is when the death penalty, the capital punishment, right, happens simultaneous with the obligation, the monetary obligation. Over here, the monetary obligation precedes the capital punishment, and therefore you became Chayiv in Gzela before you ever had a issue with a capital punishment or punishment for Avodah Zarah. That's the way Rav explains it. Shmuel will either have to say, not like Rabbi Yirmiyah, or Tosfos introduced two possibilities about Shmuel, which is that he might suggest that one is Havaz and Tzarech Nisuch, actually lifting up the wine itself at the beginning of the process of Nisuch Hayayin, and therefore you can't separate, make them into two discrete Hamasim, the Masah Havaz and the Masah Nisuch, because you need to do Havaz in order to do Nisuch Hayayin. One possibility of Shmuel, and he brings another possibility that the reason of Shmuel is that even if Havaz is not at Tzarech Nisuch, you still potter came in the Ashat Nisuch Lo Mechayev, right? Because at the time of the Nisuch, right, you're not Chayev, the Kimlei Rabbi Menei Ashat Havba Nami Yivtar. It affects the entirety of the action. So even if you don't say Havba is a Tzarech Nisuch, you can't necessarily make these into discrete items when it comes to the Kimlei Rabbi Menei. It's all part of a process or a singular action that will then be covered by the Kimlei Rabbi Menei. So there's a different possibilities on why Shmuel disagrees with Rav's separating out of the Nisa from the Gazela. Well, not the Amar. Three possibilities. One is that he doesn't pull the Rabbi Yirmiya, right? So that's one possibility. Right, so that's very good. So not our case here, but that's the case here. Right, although that's why Tosfos spends time. Even within the context of Rabbi Yirmiya, Shmuel can still say that there was either one action in Havat Tzarach Nisum, lifting up the wine is part of the process of these actions. Exactly. Or even if you don't say that, it might be that the Kimli Drabi may affect the entirety of the action, even though Havat is not Tzarach Nisum necessarily, but Havat is part of a process by which you got to Nisum, and therefore the Kimli Drabi may covers the entirety of the framework in which you did this Nisuch HaYayin, even though Havat is not necessarily the prelude to Nisuch HaYayin, but this is how you got to Nisuch HaYayin, and therefore Kimli Drabi will affect it in this instance. Okay, the Mother of Manasseh, my time ago, my Rabbi, according to Rab, who says we're talking about Manasseh Mamash, why doesn't he say it's talking about Iruv Yayin and, or like Shmuel says, I'm like, oh, Ma'arev, I need a Dameh. Right, that's the Medamea case is where you mix Truma and Hulin. So when we talk about mixtures, the Mishnah already dealt with mixtures, right? So why do you have to deal with a mixture of Truma and Hulin and a mixture of Yayin Esek and Hulin? They're the same category. Vida, Kapsahu, our whole Mishnah, which we're going to see later on, it also points out this Mishnah, this is with Margarita, and I'm going to point to Rabbi Yochanan, which we're going to see in a little bit in the Gemara, that we're talking about Knas. In our mission over here, Knas is a fine, meaning that it shouldn't necessarily be higher. The reason they're higher is the Knas. When it comes to Knas, the Knas are loyalina. You cannot extrapolate. When it comes to fines, they are unique. Each one's a unique category. It's a unique category, you can't extrapolate from one to the next. Well, the Monday, the Constantine Counselor, Rav, who does learn from one to the next, he says, Kohani Lomeli, what do I need all these cases in the Mishnah for? Shrikla, the Tan of Mitame, had I simply had the case of Mitame, Ichuma, Habam, you know, Mishum, the Kamas, the Gamer. If we're talking about Truma and you're Mitame, Truma Tmeya is useless now. He can't do anything with it. The Mitame, Hulin, and his Mitame, Hulin is also somewhat useful. Mishum, the Usur, the Grom, Tuma, the Hulin, Javaris, it's also the kastuma to Hulin in Eretz Yisrael. So in both these instances, you're creating a, what we consider a complete loss of usage or utility in the item that you are being metamic. Avam demeya imalov, but in the day meya, that's not the case. All you're doing is reducing the value of the object. You're not eliminating its utility. Yes, minim in demeya, mishum de shchia. If you're talking about demeya, that's normal cases. Avam metame, the lo shchia. Case where it's going to be the true most of metame, the cool name, that's not shchia. Imalov. So that's why we need both of these cases. Be imesh minim metame, umidemeya. If we had both of these items, right, mishum de lo kim le drabi mine, that's a case where there's no kim le drabi mine. But in Asik, the kim le drabi mine, there was a possibility of it being kim le drabi mine. That teaches me the din of Rabbi Yirmiyah that there is no, it looks like Kim Le Rabbi Mei. That's not the case here because we separate between the Havbah and the Nisil Chayayin. So according to Rav, that's what the Trichusa is in our Mishnah. Trichusa in our Mishnah is that each case has something unique to contribute. Right? Tuma has a unique side to it. One is that it's, it ruins all utility of the object. Number two is that it's not Shkia. Right, then we had Medamea, which is unique in the sense that it doesn't ruin the utility because it still has value, it's just a reduced value. On the other hand, right, it is Shkia. And then the last thing we said was what by Nisuch HaYayin, which is unique in the fact that it looks like the Kimlei Derabine. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's not Kimlei Derabine in this case. Well, the Tani Abu the Rabbi Abin, right, according to the Bryce or the memo of Abu the Rabbi Abin, Rishona, you only have a ton made, Bahamin Asik. In the beginning, the Mishnah only included Mitameh Menasek. It did not have Medameh. Right? So what was the Amina? Chazu Gomar, Abba Medameh, Kohani Lomeli. According to that, why do we need all these cases? Tzrikla, the Yishmina Mitameh, had I simply taught a Mitameh, Mishnam Delokim Leber Abimineh, because there's no issue of Kimler Abimineh. I wouldn't ask that, the Kimler Abimineh, Imalo. That's not the case. So Tzrikla, the teachers of Rabbi Yirmiyah's Din. The Yishmina Menasek, Mishnam Dekomas, Leber Abimineh. By Menasek, I would say he's losing, he's destroying the entire. Well, Matame, the Lomasile, the Gamre, over there, you're not totally eliminating its utility, even though you're eliminating generally its utility. It's different. Nisuch HaYayin is also the Hanah. That is not true of something that's Tuma, Tameh. I mean, even Truma Tameya, which is also, you can still get Hanah from it. You can burn it, right? The person in the coin can burn it and get utility out of it, a small amount of utility, but at least something left over. in law. V'yashminon hanikarte, had you told me about these two, v'shom v'hefshim merubo. In these two instances, you're causing a major loss. A major loss is that nisak hayayin is osir b'ano, and tumo, you have very little left that you can do with it. But avam midameya, which is the case they added later, to hefshim muat, it's only a small loss. It's a differential in the value between right, the lower price you can fetch in the market for something that is tumo, and we only like buying versus schooling, aim alone, so tzrichos, therefore we need all these cases. Now we're going to come to the machlokas here about what exactly is the tikkun olam in our mission. So Amr Chizkiya, Zahar Torah, Echad Shogei, Ve'echad Mezid Chayat.
The last
I'm sorry? But that's not the case. I mean, that price, we did that in the previous case. I mean, the Meya, this price was as said that the Meya was added later, so they don't have to address why if they only made it in the Meya. Okay, so now we're going to discuss the Tikkun Olam aspect of the Mishnah. Amar Chizkiya, Dvar Torah, Echad Shogeg, Vecha Mezid Chayat. The Mina Torah, that a person who does any of these three actions is actually Chayat, whether it's a Shogeg or Mezid, my Aimah. What's the reason? Hezek, She'enu Nikar, Shmei Hezek. That damage that's not apparent is still considered damage. In all these cases, the object before and after the action taken by the individual looks exactly the same. There's nothing different about it. What has changed is what's called, quote unquote, its spiritual, right, or its status. Spiritually is what's changed, but the object from a physical standpoint has not changed at all. So that's called hezek she'enu nikar, damage that's not apparent. Damage not apparent, according to Chizkiya, is considered damage, and therefore you would be chayav. You'd be chayav, whether it's mezid or shogeg, because you cause damage. And we know that in general, by the zikin, by adam, any person who creates hezek or is a mazik, there's no differentiation between mezid and shogeg when it comes to an adam. So, no different here. Umatam amru b'shogeg kator. So the tikkun olam of the mission is that shogeg is kator. Why is that? G'day shield you. Because if you make him chayav, then the individual will not tell the owner what he did, and then he's going to come to either eat, you know, an esek or something that's tame or mixed up with truma. You know, we want the person to admit that he caused the problem in order to prevent the balabayas, right, eating this stuff. So I said, okay, I feel amazing. If that's the case, we're trying to get him to admit to it, then let him do it also by making taste positive. So I said, Hashka Lazuke Kamikabe, and if he's intentionally trying to damage him, there's no hope that he's going to tell him about it. I mean, that one more time about Shogate, where it's an accident, accidentally did it. If we say you're not Chayav, then he'll be willing to admit and say, listen, I did this, and I want to protect you from this. But here, a person is doing amazing, he's intentionally trying to hurt the individual who he's by damaging. I mean, he's causing his produce to be tamei, causing his colon to be mixed with truma. He's trying to cause some damage. So you think if he's trying to cause some damage, he wants to call him the maximum amount of damage. Maximum amount of damage is not only to cause the problem, but also to not tell him about it. And therefore, there's it's unlikely he would speak with him.
And if he's not going to know, if you're trying to cause the loss, and he doesn't know, you're not causing the loss.
Right, so but okay, what you're saying is, I think it's very valid what you're saying, which is that although the part doesn't say it this way, I think what you're saying is true, which is that, right, in order to generate the loss, if he's trying to hurt him, he's got to tell him that he caused the loss, and then he'll end up knowing anyway, so there's no reason to be poked at him, because that's not going to hurt him.
Right,
I think you're right, I think that's a valid point. Now, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says the other side. Rabbi Yochanan, my Torah, Echad Shogeg, Echad Mezid Patur. That you should be Patur across the board. Why? My Tama Hezek, Shino Nikar, Lo Shem Hezek. That's not called Hezek. When it's Hezek, that's not apparent. That's not called Hezek. So, Ma Tama Amru, the Mezid Chayat. So then, why would it Chayat you? The next is his culture. Why would it Chayat you by Mezid? Shele Kol Echad Echad Halei, Matamei Tarotam, Shel Chaver, Vemer Potter Ani. Because that'll be three people want to hurt someone, they'll go around, damage other people's goods in a hezek and an igar, and they'll say, too bad, I'm not chayav for it. So in order to create a preventative measure, to create it, we find him so that he wouldn't go around and cause damage in this manner. Right, so to that, we have a Mishnah, Kohanim, right? Shepiglu b'migdash, they cause something in the migdash to be pigle, mezidim chayavim. If they are doing it on purpose, right, then they are chayav. They have to replace the value of the korban that they destroyed for the baal. They do it on purpose. If they had a makshava of chutz l'zmano, and therefore they ruin the korban, the individual, they now have to replace that korban, bitoni Allah, and on that we have a price that says mipnei tikkun olam. It has to be done because of tikkun olam. There are some that you can spend time. I'm not going to spend time on it. I've told you about the girsot, whether what's really the girsot in the Mishnah, what's really the girsot in the Braisa. But generally, what our assumption is that the Mishnah's girsot is that it's mezid chayav. It doesn't say anything besides mezid chayav. And the Braisa simply said that's because of tikkun olam. So now, what are we going to do? We're going to assume the kesher between the two of them, which is, what is the tikkun olam? That by mezid, they're chayav. What's the implication of that? The implication of that is that they should have been a tour. And only because of tikkun olam are they chayav. So what do we have here? We have hezek, shein, and nikar. That is patur, and that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, not Chizkiyah. So that's a problem for Chizkiyah. Biyamar hezek, shein, and nikar, shmei hezek, like Chizkiyah, I show begin to rim, and tikkun olam, and by the way. The tikkun olam should be that show gave his patur, and not that made it is chayav. So Mar says, Akanami kamar. That's what we're going to say. The tikkun olam of the crisis does not go on what's explicitly written in the Mishnah, made it is chayavim. But rather the implicit statement of the Mishnah, which is, if mezidim chayavim, then hashol gevim turim. If the Mishnah says that mezid chayav, implicit in that is that shogeg is patur. And on that, the Braisa says, that's mitnei tikkun olam, that the shogeg is patur, which is basically Chizkiyah's position.
Which Braisa refers to again?
What?
Which Braisa?
The Tani Allah. That's a Braisa. The Braisa just says mitnei tikkun olam. The people issue is because of tikkun olam. So it's a Braisa, because it says that maybe it's a Tosefta and rejects that Tosefta because it says it doesn't match up. But it's a Braisa talking about Kohanim and Muftakal and Korban of Israel on purpose. And there it says, Nei Tikkun Olam. The reason that they're Chayav, or it sounds like the reason that they're Chayav is Nei Tikkun Olam. It's referencing the Mishnah that we just spoke about. It's the same case as the Mishnah about people. And on that, the Braisa says, Nei Tikkun Olam. So the question is, what is that Tikkun Olam we're referencing in the Mishnah? Is it referencing what's explicitly written in the Mishnah, which is Nei Tikkun Chayav, which is the easiest way to read it, which read it, which would be like a Yochanan, or is it referencing the implicit part of the Mishnah, which is that Medim Chayav is that Shogun Gim is Turim, and that would be like this, or the answer that Chizkiyah gives. Now, an additional question. Metis, Rabbi Elazar, Ha'osim Alakhava Mei Chatat, Parat Chatat. Someone who does work with the waters of the Paraduma, right, Mei Chatat, or the Parat Chatat himself, with the Paraduma itself. We know both of those are Posel, either the Paraduma, or it's Posel the Mei Chatat that you have here. So this is what we call Hezek Shein Onikar, right, because the work that you do with it has no impact. The object is still the exact same physical object afterwards, but you're Posel it because of the Avodah that you did with it, the Malach, that you did with it. Potter midine adam, v'chayim midine shemayim. So this person is potter when it comes to any adin midine adam, right? Any man, the court system that we talk about here, they cannot be v'chayim, but rather v'chayim midine shemayim because it caused the loss over here. V'yam ha'arad, again, like Chizkiyah, v'chayim shenu kiyo amikar shemayim hezek, midine adam nam v'chayim. I'm sorry, the chayav. You should also be chayav over here because you caused the loss. And you caused the loss, hezek shenu nikar is nikar hezek. If that's the case, you caused the loss, and if you caused a monetary loss, you should have to pay for it. So that's good to speak. You're good. So who Mokimla, who the Barakla? He asked the question, and he also answered the question. What type of case is it over here? Hezek shenu nikar. It's a para. Shehi misa the rafka amnat shetine, right? That he took a para, put it into the corral. He took this para, he went, put it on into the corral in order that it should nurse from its mother. Vitidosh, and he was also happy that if it joined in with the other parot and actually didash, it stomped or trampled on the grains that were there, he'd also be happy. So now this is a problem by para duma or by para, anything to do with para. There's a limud over there that Asher, right, lo avad ba, and Asher lo oved ba, and that there is a drush of oved and avad. Avad is meaning that you worked it intentionally, and oved is that even if you did not intentionally work it, right, there's a hekish because of the way it's written in the pasuk, right, oved and avad, that both if you work it intentionally or if you did not work it intentionally, but you are satisfied or happy with the work that it does in the neila by itself, even if those are sufficient to be posel the paraduma over here. So in this case over here, no, it doesn't have to be a dime. If it happens in the neila and you are satisfied with it, you're happy with what it did, then that is sufficient. So over here, but over there, but he did it Latino because he was going to for nursing. He put it in there for, right, we have to create it, that it's obvious that is machshava or something, that we have to know that he did it. But right, strictly machshava might be sufficient. The problem over here is that he has to own it. But the problem is that if you own the paratuma, it's your paratuma, no problem, because then even if you're not machnisis, we can say that you did something that damaged the machshava. But if you do not own the paratuma, your machshava has no relevance to this paraduma. And you don't own it. Just because you think it's good that he's stomping on something has no relevance to the owner of the paraduma. So in order to make you chayat, you have your machshava related.
Right?
What?
If you own the school,
right? But in that case, you still have rights. You can't be osir gavra, that's not yours. So the way to do this is to have you machnis it. If you put it in the drop, so then we can say that your machshava, even though you don't own it, it's a chiddush paraduma. And even though you don't own it, if you make, take an action with the paraduma and have a machshava on it, that would be sufficient to create an issue over here. So that's why it needs to be an issue over here. Because the person doesn't own the paraduma, and he's going to create an issue. Now, what did he do? So he had a machshava, and a machshava is sufficient over here to create the soul of a paraduma. So that machshava is not hezek in an ikar, right? That was a machshava. And even the person who says that hezek in an ikar is shmei hezek, that's not true when we talk to psula simply because of a machshava. That's true if you take an action, right? But that action is creates a hezek in an ikar, creates damage, it's not apparent. But if your damage created solely by machshava, even he agrees that that's not real hezek.
What I say is it wasn't just the machshava, the fact that he also was
repeated. Well, the machnisid is what allows his machshava to have impact. But if he was simply machnisid, then it would
be
right, that's grammar. That would be considered grammar. Grammar is Hebrew, it's not Chayim. So over there, when it's machnisid, that's going to be grammar. That's the only thing you need the machnisid for, says machshava is impact. The thing that creates the damage is the machshava, and that's not enough, right, to create hezek over here. So that's how we'll answer that. What's the case here of para? So that's the case of Babalosa, who says parakata, who damages a parakata that made that or asur. Well, the case of parakata is the case where your machshava created a problem. The same thing with the mekata. Shishakal behem mishkalot, that he weighed with them. He used them to weigh other items. So again, this is the Gemara wants to know. Baha marobo, mekata, shishakal behem mishkalot, shira. What are you talking about? If you use mekata to weigh with it, that is kashir. So there, doesn't create a soul. So the Gemara says, go kasha. Habu kufan, habu kinyan kan. Depends how you weigh, how you use the mekatas to weigh. So there are two different types of weighing. There is weighing in a scale which has two sides, and you balance it. You know how much the mekatat weighs, and since you know how much the mekatat weighs, you place it on one side, and then you put on the alternative side of the scale, you place a piece of meat. So now, through the piece of meat, through your knowledge of how much the mekatat weighs, right, that is, no mice to be a dying. El Makshava, Rashi says again, is mitzvah, because you didn't do anything to the mekatat. You didn't touch the mekatat, you just stuck it on one side of the scale. That's not what made it us. So what made it us is that you weighted or used a counterbalance as a counterbalance to something on the other side of the scale. And that's simply Makshava. So in that case, that is considered Sheira. But in the case of Big Gufan, another way to weigh something, this is what Rashi suggests, what's Gufan, is a case where the displacement method, right, which is that if you have Mekatos and you have markings in a volumetric markings within a cup, let's say, or within a some sort of canister, and when you place in a piece of meat, the water in the canister or in the cup rises. And when it rises, you know how much, based on the volume displacement, you'll know how much it weighs. Obviously, this is not perfection because the mass of an item is right, depends on its density, right? Right, so something can be more dense or less dense than its volume, it's not necessarily right, the weight of the object. But exactly. But it's very sufficient here to know that it's always weighing meat, that maybe he knows volumetrically how much wheat weighs. Okay, if we can find that case is the case of Sula. So the case of Rabbi Lazar is a case where you stuck the meat into the mechakos. That's a case where, again, you didn't do anything via dying to the water itself, right? You just did it big gufan. You used the water, but not necessarily via dying. So Mark says,
sticking the meat into the water.
Water.
It's not considered being something into the water.
Okay, so that's what Mark says, how can I done? Sorry, how do big gufan? Right, so the Rathmar asks exactly Shaul's question. I was trying to budget a little, let's say it's not an action, but the Mark says, big gufan, that's a gobble. And you're saying, Shaul, what do you mean? That's, if you're placing the meat into the water, that's a meshed yadayim. So that's meshed yadayim. We're back to our original question, which is, right, this be, that should be pesach shenu nikar, and that should be chayav. So why is it patur? So what says? He has a gish nikar, shmir hesek, but he also not less chayav. Ela, easy be easy be connecta. Both cases are cases we're using as a counterweight or a counterbalance. The lokasho, what's the difference between bubba and the case of Rabbi Lozer? Rabbi Lozer says you are, right, chayav, and bubba says you are kasher and you're patur. Why is that? I'm not saying chayav. Rabbi Lozer says tsua and you're not chayav. As Rabbi says it's kasherah, the difference is the hesach hadas. That, right, mekatos requires a mishmeret, requires to be watched and kept under guard or under watch at all times. That mishmeret, if you're mishiach dat from it, then you lose that mishmeret. So in one case, the case of Rabbi is where he used it as a counterbalance, and he was never mishiach dat, that is mekatos. So that case is no damage, and it still remains kasher. So that's why it's kasher. Case of Rabbi Lozer, what's the case of mekatos? It's not hesach shenu nikar, because he didn't do any matzah b'yadayim. It's only makshava. You use it as a counterweight. That's not a nice of yadayim. I mean, what's the problem? How come he didn't? And if he didn't do it, like, well, it's being shaved because you're a mishiach dat. Right. Very good. Right. The absence, right? Like you're saying, so the absence of makshava is what creates the problem here, and it's simply a makshava issue. It's a makshava issue. That's not hesach shenu nikar. That's really in a different realm, in the realm of damage through makshava, and then even Chizkiya will agree that you're not chayav the day of them. So that's how the Gemara deals with it. Right now, Meiti Rupapo. Rupapo brings a challenge. This is from a Gemara in Bava Kamo. That Gazal Matzbeya. He steals a coin, Vidit Sal, and then the government took that coin out of circulation. So someone steals one of the old shekelim many years ago, and then he's ready to give it back. They've already got onto the new shekel currency, so the other one is worthless. Truma, he steals Truma, Vidit Meit, and it becomes Tameh. Chameit, he steals Chameit, but then it happens to be that Pesach passes in the interim before he gives it back. Barbar Lava Pesach. Omer Lo, Hare Shofa, Lefanecha. He says, basically, hand back the object and says, this is the object they stole. And when he hands back the object, it's the same physical object that he originally stole. So he says, that's Hazara, right? All Zela require is that Zerat that you need that. Zerat that Zela Asher Gazal. Ashir that Zela Asher Gazal, you have to return that which you stole. And all these items, he's returning exactly what he stole. The fact that they're valueless has nothing to do with him. That has to do with the circumstances that transpired in the interim. So now, Iyamar, this is going to be a problem for who? For Chizkiya. Here you have Hezek, Shenu Nikar. Right? Iyamar, Hezek, Shenu Nikar, Shmei Hezek. I got one who? Mamona Ma'aliyah by Lishkume. This guy is a Gazlan, and he should have paid full monetary damage for what he did. Gemara says, this is a very big problem for Chizkiya, right? Even though now, Gemara's going to say in a second, Lema B'tanai, that there's a Machlokas B'tanai with regards to the din of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. Nevertheless, Gemara says, Tziyufta over here, going to Tosus, because the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara rejects Chizkiya in the end and says, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, which is, Hezek Shein and Yikar, Lo Shmei Hezek. It's not considered Hezek, but Gabe, Din and Yisikin. So now, Gemara says, Lema B'tanai. Right, the case. But Tziyufta is a very strong Lashon. It seems to me that we have an unanswerable problem here. And then you say, Lema B'tanai, we have an answerable problem. There is a Machlokas B'tanayim with regard to this issue. And so it says that in many places in Shas, it points out other places in Shas, that we have such a concept that Tziyufta doesn't mean like the normal sense Tziyufta, which means a question that has no answer. But Tziyufta rather means just guiding us as to who the Lema is like, rather than right, an unanswerable question. Lema B'tanai would say to Machlokas B'tanayim, Amatameh, Behamadameh, Behamaseh, our Mishnah. That is chayav. Who does that sound like? That sounds like Chizkiya, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, Rabbi Meir, you would say they don't have the zeiro of the tikkun olam that shogeg is butter. Therefore, meikar din. When are you chayav of mezin and shogeg? That's like Chizkiya, which is hesed shenu meikar shmezin. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, shogeg butter mezin chayav. So you have the Rabbi Yochanan that what hesed shenu kineinu is lo shmezin, and the kiyu by mezin is a problem. Is a problem tikkun olam. Right, so not a problem, but a tikkun olam. My lab, this is their focus. The marzav hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek. Hezek shenu nikar is not called hezek. It's called hezek, like Chizkiya, and that's Rabbi Meir's position. The marzav goes shmei hezek, and then Rabbi Yochanan's position is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no hezek shenu nikar goes shmei hezek. No. The machlokas here has nothing to do with the Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya, but that everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. The hezek shenu nikar goes shmei hezek. Vahakwa, the conscience shogeg got to mezek kamifligay. The question is, we know that's a knash by mezid because of your chayav by mezid, even though you're pulled to minatora of hezek shenu nikar. The question is, that knash knas extend also to shoga or not? Does the knas extend to shoga or is it simply by mazik? The marshal of a country shoga got to the mayor believes that the knas extended not only to mazik but even to a case of shoga. The marshal of a low country shoga got to mazik and reviewed the beliefs, right, that they were not kones shoga got to mazik. The marshal says, well, Rami, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Rami reviewed the Rabbi Huda. We have a skira on the positions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda from other places in Shas where we say whether they are kones shoga got to mazik. This is a famous price up. Price shows up in Baba Kama, it's price in Shabbos, as mentioned Nachumino, Alokwa, in terms of a Malok of a Jew on Shabbos. The time of a price. I'm a Vasho, this Shabbos, this Shogay. Person who cooks on Shabbos, this Shogay, you'll call. You can eat it, the person who cooked it can eat it, anybody else can eat it. The Mazid, lo you'll call. When it comes to Mazid, he may not eat it. And question of whether someone else may eat it or not, that is subject to a machlokas rishonim. But we'll see in a second. Tosu says, I'll point it out later on when we read Tosu's Dibre Rabbi Meir. This is the position of Rabbi Meir. So you see from Rabbi Meir what? Mezid chayav, or not mezid, you can't use it. Shogay, you can use it. So that's against Rabbi Meir's position, right, that we just brought. What? The right that we just brought said Rabbi Meir says, where goes there, shogay got the mezid by hetzet sheino nika. And our right to Shabbos, he says, mezid is lo yokal, shogay is yokal. So he does not have shogay got the mezid, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Bishogeg yokal motzei Shabbat. Shogeg, you cannot eat on Shabbos itself, but you can only eat it on motzei Shabbos. And Rashi points out that motzei Shabbos is only after the day Shiyatsu. As long as there's enough time to, the equivalent time it would have taken you after Shabbos to cook it, then you can eat it after that. But mezid, lo yokal al meat. But if that's the mezid, you may never eat it. So over here we see Rabbi Yehuda goes there, or has a takana, has a knas, and shogeg, just like mezid. Because you're not allowed to eat this item on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos to eat it. So over here it's again, from you, then our price that says shogeg is plutur, maybe this chayav, and it's a chenonika. Over here in Shabbos, right, we've got a Shabbos, the Mishal on Shabbos, he says both shogeg and mezid, you cannot eat on Shabbos himself. Now even though they have different punishment, it's not punishment, knasim, I mean how long you must wait are different, but nevertheless, he's calling it both shogeg and mezid. Then Rabbi Yochanan Sanlong there goes on and says any melechus Shabbos is a surim, and therefore b'shoge yochal motzei Shabbat. When it comes to shoge, you eat it on motzei Shabbos la'achirim for other people below low, but not him. But mezid lo yochal lamit below below achirim. He did it on purpose, then nobody can ever eat it because also the gamay. So Tosfos says that the braisa here is a step function, and therefore whatever one person says by mezid, the next person says by shoge. Right? He says the mezid of Rabbi Meir is the shoge of Rabbi Yehuda. The mezid of Rabbi Yehuda is the shoge of Rabbi Yochanan Santa. So based on that, as I was explaining before, when Rabbi Meir says the mezid lo yochal means not lo yochal olamit, but rather lo yochal ad motzei Shabbos kedei shiatsu. Because Rabbi Yehuda's shoge says what? You can't eat it until motzei Shabbos until kedei shiatsu. So that'll tell us what the mezid of Rabbi Meir is. The mezid of Rabbi Meir says lo yochal doesn't mean lo yochal olamit, it means lo yochal ad motzei Shabbos. Right? And then the
Rabbi Meir says that someone who cooks the mezid on Shabbos, you can ever get it in front of
him. Well, why not? I mean, what's the reason to say no?
Because you indicated it is a question.
So he should have said, Lo Yochal Motzei Shabbos. The fact that he doesn't, the policy is
not.
But?
This is
the right one. Yochal, so we know from Yehuda, the next line of mission says Motzei Shabbos, that he should have qualified what he said. Right? From Rabbi Yehuda, when he wants to say, Lo Yochal Motzei Shabbos, says Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Meir doesn't. All right, so let's
turn. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yochal Motzei Shabbos.
So which one is it?
It
should be a prayer. So Tosus says no, that each one is a step function on the next. That's what Tosus is saying. Okay, so the other issue I'm wrong like you, which means Lily and Paul, Tosus says no, that the Bryce is a step function, and therefore one is Myra on the other. And the Shogig of Rabbi Huda is Myra on the Mezid of Rabbi Meir, and the Shogig of Rabbi Yochanan Aben Samler is Meir Myra on the Mezid of Rabbi Huda. And therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan Samler says the Shogig of Rabbi Huda is Myra on the Mezid of Rabbi Huda. So when Rabbi Huda says the Mezid of Yochal Alamit, that's who? That is only the right, that's you. But a chayim could eat it, right, the motzei Shabbos after kedei shiatsu. So again, the way we put this learning is each one is myra on the previous case. I don't think you have to say that. The other rishonim would disagree, like you're saying, Shaul, that whatever they write is what they mean, and that there is no difference between them. Right? So Kasha the Rabbi Meir, the Meir Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, as we explained, there's a sira between whether you're kosher shogeg as a mason for Rabbi Meir and for Rabbi Yehuda. So the verse says, the Rabbi Meir, lo Kasha, the Rabbi Meir, it's not Kasha, he can to be the Rabbana. One way to establish a Knas is the only Dini the Rabbana. What's a Din the Rabbana? Din the Rabbana is these cases of Hezek, Shane, and Nikar. Those are all pronouncing on the Rabbana. You do right, lo Kanis, but when you have an official Bishabbos, Bishop Bishabbos is a Dovar, right, which is Mide Oraisa. We talk about Mitameya, we talk about Mitame, all these are, right, Dine de Rabbonan. And since that's the case, right, since these are Yisura de Rabbonan, then Tivrei Tzofrim start Chizuk. When it comes to Dine de Rabbonan, they need Chizuk, so therefore we have a Knas. By Dine de Oraisa, we don't need a Knas, we don't need Chizuk. The Gemara says, Baham and Asik, de Oraisa. What do you think about? Yisra Hayayin, de Oraisa, that's not a de Rabbonan, Baha Kanis. It says, Mishum Chumra da Godus Kochavim. True, that's Doraisa, but that's a Doraisa plus, because it's a Doraisa in Avodah Zarah, which is something so chomer that we're going to even show you in that case. So go and punish it. So you there, you do lo kasha, ki lo punish the Rabbana. And so he has the exact opposite, guys. Moment of punish is in the Nidra Rabbana, in case of hesitation and Nikar. Good, that's only the Rabbana, so we're not going to be punished, so we have to make it. Doraisa punish. But when it comes to a Doraisa, there we are, punish, because you're overrating Doraisa. Baham and Asif, Doraisa, so now you have the opposite problem. In our case, in our Mishnah, which is quoting and claiming is the Rabbana, case of Nim Asif, which is the Oraisa. Nim Asif is the Oraisa, how come we're not punish over there? Below punish. Shum Chumra, the word of Chumra, the word of Chumra, we're not worried that people, when he does the Bishogar, are going to continue to do this type of thing because it's a Avodah Zarah. And then Avodah Zarah is B'gilim. People don't get involved in Avodah Zarah and they're separated from it. So again, both of these, they answer exact opposite and their logic is exactly the opposite. Right? Rabbi Meir says, Rabbanan is the Chizuk. Rabbi Yudas says, oh, Rabbanan is not so Chomer, we don't need any extra Knas. Rabbi Meir says, if the Raitza is Chomer enough that we don't need, everybody knows this is the Shabbos is also, so we don't need any Chizuk. Whereas Rabbi Yudas says, no, that we need Chizuk by the Raitza, that's a more Chomer issue. So we were Konis. And by Avodah Zarah, again, they have the opposite. Rabbi Meir believes by Avodah Zarah it's a Chomer, so therefore we're going to be Konis. Rabbi Yudah says, no, it's so Chomer that nobody needs deals with it. If they don't deal with it, we don't need a special Knas. That's perfect. Why there? The Gemara says because it's kill, but it's even there, because we have melech ochel nefesh. That's mutter bayom tov that people come to be killed. So therefore, we have to be chomer and muksa. So it's not exactly the same case. Because there, even midoraisa, there's a kula which is melech ochel nefesh, and that kula will lead to something else. But we do have other places where we have this issue where they're by the rabbanan they're more chomer because of the brand. And it's in the opposite also where midoraisa they were konis more stronger. Right now, the Gemara says Rabbi Meir. And Bidjo, right? So, says, right, Rabbi Meir, that we have a problem for Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir Bidjo, right? And the truth is, the questions are reviewed, though, we're going to see a second. Right, brought the question from Rabbi Meir because he's the first author in this Brisa. But the truthful, and the Gemara, we're going to see some answer reviewed as well. The time of the Brisa, and Otea B'Shabbos, B'Shogeg, someone who plants in Shabbos, B'Shogeg, Yikayeg, you can keep it. The Mezid Yakir, he plants on purpose, he must uproot that item. This he eats, when it comes to Shabbos, then B'Shogeg, then the Mezid Yakir. David Rabbi Meir, then you have to uproot it. So that's Rabbi Meir. So what do we see? We have a Din Doraisa, which is Shabbos, and yet B'Shogeg, right, we're saying Yikayeg. Right, there is no Zeva by Doraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shogeg, Yikayeg. When it comes to Shabbos, if it's a Shogeg, you leave it in place. If it's a Mezid Yakir, you have to uproot it. B'Shabbos, then B'Shogeg, then the Mezid Yakir. Now Shabbos, whether it's a Shogeg or a Mezid, you are Yakir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have Shabbos, which is Doraisa, and nevertheless he's saying B'Shogeg, Yikayeg. So he's not Doraisa. So you have a problem for Rabbi Yehuda and for Rabbi Meir. Okay, very good. So the Tameh, Tikshavachaki Gufa, right? He says that the Brisa itself has an internal theory. You have two Doraisas, everything is Doraisa, Shabbos and Shabbos, and they have different opinions in Shabbos and Shabbos. So why are you asking from this Brisa on our case over here? Ask from the Brisa itself. So when it says, Mikhtay, how do I write about the rights? The Mashna Shabbos, Mashna Shabbos. What's the difference between Shabbos and Shabbos? That's the Mashna Shabbos. Now, Ella, also to the tiny time over there, we know the reason. I'm remembering Shabbos, Mishoki, Yikayim, Mezi Yakir, or Shabbos, Mishoki, Mezi Yakir. What's the difference? Mipnei Shizrael, Monim, the Shabbos, the Aimonim, the Shabbatot. When it comes to Shabbos, if you do something that is wrong, people will know about it forever. Why is that? Because when you plant a tree, a fruit tree, you have to eat it for the Orla, right? The Orla, you have to wait 3 years, and then it becomes tired to eat. So when people go and they, 2 years after Shavuos, all of a sudden this guy's eating from his orla, right, he's eating from this tree, they're going to say, wait, how did he get a tree that his mutter detail, he must have planted it during Shviz. So therefore, it's always going to be known the Isur, the Gabi, the tree that he planted on Shviz. And because of that, he says you always have to be Ma'akir, so we don't have that problem. When it comes to Shabbos, you plant on Shabbos, what impact does Shabbos have to the Gabi planting? I mean, when I go pick the fruits later on, or eat the fruits, that it was planted on Shabbos, there's no relevance to the tree anymore. Nobody's going to know about it. So, in Monim, the Shabbatot. Dabar Akbar, another possibility is next to Julie Sela Shviz, that we've seen this many times in the Mishnah and Shviz, that Jews were next Shad on Shviz, but no next to Julie Shabbatot, but they were not next Shad on Shabbos. So, the Marseille says, my Dabar Akbar, what's the second answer? So, that 30 day falls out on Shabbos. What does that mean? That he planted on that day, that's the day that comes out, which is the din. That if you plant 30 days before Shemitah, 30 days before Shviz, if you plant that 30 days, it's counted as a year of Orla. So if that's counted as a year of Orla, then the third year when it comes out, right? They can eat, they're going to remember, how come I can eat? It's because 30 days before Rosh Hashanah was at Shabbos that year. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. The fourth year you can eat it, but it'll be Orla until the third year. This will count as one of the 3 years, so in the fourth year you can eat it. So, right, it'll be Nether Revive, the fourth year, then Mutter in the fifth year. But you'll remember that 30 days before Shabbos was Shabbos. So there will be a time when you do remember that you planted on Shabbos, because that was the 30th day. Everybody will know that was the 30th day before Shabbos. Be low, right? Go south to the Shabbos. If he hadn't planted on Shabbos, there's no way he could have come out within 30 days. Tashma, so I have another thing. So that they're next on Shabbos and not on Shabbos, and therefore he goes there by Shabbos, not by Shabbos. Therefore, it's nothing to do with this right issue, not, and it's something to do with the uniqueness of Shabbos versus Shabbos. Review that review the Lokasha against 19th March, since they reviewed the Lokasha, even though they didn't ask it originally. They actually reviewed the Kamir Lu Shabbos, right? And reviewed this city, they didn't have this next shuttle of Shabbos. Everybody kept Shabbos, everybody was mocking on Shabbos. Therefore, he didn't worry about Shviz. But when it came to Shabbos, he was worried. That was Amar Leila Kameru, Dyer Bar Dayarka. There's a person who said to his friend, this is a Gier Ben Giorit, Amar Leila, Ana Lo Akhle Perid Shviz Kavatek. He was so, we're so prone, we don't need Perid Shviz like you guys do. I mean, but that we see that there was a Chumrah associated with Shviz, Lagave, the city of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, he did not need to be goes there, Shogeg, Akhumazi, when he came to the city. As opposed to Shabbos, which was Doraisa. And by Doraisa, he always goes there, so we got to make it, except for this new case of Shviz. So the answer at the end is the real that just goes there by Doraisa. Because Shviz is an exception because Shviz is Chomer to them, they didn't need that extra token. Whereas Rabbi Meir is always goes there by Rabbanan and not in Doraisa. Why would he go there by Shviz? Because either because Monim is Shviz, right? They count and you know when they planted it. Or number two is next to our Shviz. Therefore, you have to give extra token to the Zerah of the Gabi Shviz. All right.